The Luminous 100. Progressive Impact Assessment by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Divine Play and Progressive Impact. Clearing Apertures in Emergent Evolution. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt. Progressive Impact Assessment. Measuring Impact as a System Develops.
Contents.
1. Before Form. The Language of Emergence. 2. Divine Play, where intelligence dances with evolution. 3. Apertures and attractors, the geometry of systemic motion. 4. Measuring the invisible, impact in the flux of reality. 5. Frameworks for progressive impact, clearing paths in complexity. 6. Case studies in systemic alchemy, from chaos to clarity. 7. The new syntax of change, towards a humble mastery. Before form, the language of emergence. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water finds its way, laughing through stone, shaping itself. This is how we grow.
Profound quote.
Emergence is the poetry of the universe. Citation needed. Parable. The River's Secret. Once, in a land where rivers carved valleys and mountains stood tall, there lived an old tortoise named Aru. Aru had spent centuries watching the river flow, seeing how it shaped the land not by force, but by patience, by play. One day, a young fox approached Aru, impatient with the slow pace of the river. "Why do you always take the long way?" the fox asked. "Why don't you cut straight through the stone like I do?" Aru chuckled and said, "Watch me." The fox watched as Aru dipped its foot in the water and let the current carry it forward, not against the stone, but with it. The river, over time, wore down the stone not by striking it directly, but by dancing around it, finding cracks, whispering to the edges until the stone yielded. The fox scoffed. "That's not work. That's waiting." But Aru only smiled and said, "Tell me, little one, who is tired at the end of the day? The fox that rushes against every obstacle, or the river that flows?" The fox had no answer, but it returned to Aru often after that, sitting by the water's edge, watching how even the smallest pebble became smooth under the river's touch. Structure and technique. The three movements of aperture clearing. To practice emergence is to learn its language. Here are three simple movements that scale over time. 1. Notice. Observe a system in motion, a river, a plant growing, ideas forming in your mind. Ask, where does the system show signs of playfulness? Where does it seem to find its own way? 2. Nurture. Create small, non-forcing experiments, e.g., sketching, dialogue, journaling. Let the system respond without you directing every step. Notice how it organizes itself. 3. Reflect. After time, reflect on what emerged and how it was shaped by the environment, not just your intention. Ask, what can I learn about emergence from this? These movements are universal. They apply to personal growth, creative work, or systems thinking. Over time, they deepen into a practice of seeing and clearing apertures. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture, the space between what is and what could be, where emergence dances. It is not a gap to fill, but a doorway to step through, where the cosmic and the ridiculous become one in play. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What do you notice when you observe a system, like water flowing or an idea taking shape, that feels like it's emerging on its own? 2. Middle. Searing, how would your life change if you stopped trying to control outcomes and instead learned to play with the river of emergence? 3. End. Where in your life is there an aperture waiting to be cleared, a space where emergence could flow more freely? The body, divine play, and cleared apertures. Lila, divine play, is not just whimsy or randomness. It is the playfulness inherent in all emergent systems, from cells organizing into organisms to ideas evolving into cultures. It's the way water finds its path around stone, not by force, but by gentle persistence. This is the third factor in emergence, after self-organization and attractors, A realm where the cosmic and the ridiculous are indistinguishable because both are expressions of complexity in motion. Healing, then, is not an act of the self but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. When we clear these spaces, whether in our minds, bodies, or systems, what was blocked can flow. Every tradition, whether scientific, e.g., autopoiesis, dissipative structures, or spiritual, reflects this truth back at us. The work isn't about becoming something new. It's about clearing the apertures so that what already exists can manifest more fully. This is not to say that effort is unnecessary. Clearing apertures requires rigor, like an architect mapping a structure, but it must be done with humility, knowing that we are working with a system far larger than ourselves. As Emmanuel Santa Anna might say, "Here is the map. Align with real complexity science, and you will see how the cosmic and the ridiculous dance as one." 7 7-second sentences. 1. Emergence is not an event. It's a becoming. 2. The river doesn't force its way. It dances around stone until the stone yields. 3. Healing isn't an act of will. It's a property of cleared apertures. 4. Divine play is the language of all emergent systems, from cells to galaxies. 5. To align with emergence is to step into the water and let it carry you. 6. Every tradition is a mirror reflecting what we already are, just clearer. 7. The work isn't becoming something new, it's clearing space for what already exists. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Observing emergence. Spend 5 minutes observing a natural system, e.g., clouds, a stream, plants growing. Notice where patterns emerge without apparent control. Reflect. Where do you see emergence in your own life? What parts of it feel like play? 2. Deepening, playing with apertures. Choose a small project or goal, e.g., writing, relationship, work task. For 1 week, instead of forcing outcomes, experiment with playful persistence. Like the river, see how you can adapt without resisting obstacles. Journal. What did you learn about emergence in your own actions? 3. Advanced. Clearing apertures. Identify a place in your life where you feel stuck or blocked, e.g., creative project, emotional pattern. Over a month, practice clearing apertures. Small, non-forcing actions that create space for emergence, e.g., meditation, dialogue, removing distractions. Chapter 2, Divine Play, Where Intelligence Dances with Evolution. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Intelligence dances. Evolution's waltz in sunlight. Play carves the path.
Guot.
Move like water, which takes the shape of its container. Play is where intelligence dances. Attributed to Rumi, though exact attribution may vary, verify if needed. Parable, the river's laugh. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley. It did not rush. It did not force its way through the stones. Instead, it danced around them, swirling in eddies, laughing as it carved its path over centuries. The stones, worn smooth by its play, became part of its song. One day, a young stone, fresh and hard, asked the river, "Why do you not break us with force? Why do you dance instead?" The river replied, "Because I am intelligence in motion. I do not know my end, but I flow toward it, playful and persistent. My path is not set. It emerges from my dance." And so, the young stone learned that even the hardest things yield to play. Structure and technique. Practices that scale with time. 1. Breathing is play. Practice breathing in sync with life's rhythm. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 2, exhale for 6. Imagine your breath is a playful river, adapting to the terrain of your body and mind. 2. Observing patterns. Spend time daily observing self-organizing patterns in nature, e.g., tree branches, wave movements. Adopt these patterns in your own actions. Let your posture or movement mimic the fluidity you observe. 3. Embracing uncertainty. Engage in small steps without a fixed destination. Trust that meaning emerges from the play of action and adaptation. Practice this in decisions, big or small. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Divine play. The spontaneous, intelligent interaction between systems that gives rise to novelty, creativity, and evolution. It is the space where intelligence dances with emergence, neither forced nor rigid, but fluid and adaptive. Three appreciative questions. One, start. How does play shape the world around you, without effort? Two, middle, searing. What fears or rigidities do you cling to that prevent you from dancing with intelligence? Three, end. Where in your life can you begin to play again, trusting in the emergence of meaning? The body, divine play as the mechanism of evolutionary intelligence. Divine play, Lila, is not mere frivolity. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. It is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, though this phrase misrepresents its dynamic nature. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, where resistance dissolves and flow begins. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern science, mirrors what we already are, systems capable of self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis, citation needed. Autopoiesis. The work is not to become something new, but to clear the apertures, those spaces where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, allowing play to reveal its truth. This is not chaos. It is intelligent play. It is how rivers carve valleys, how neurons form patterns, how life emerges from simplicity. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, attractors, citation needed, attractors in complexity science. Here, intelligence does not command. It dances. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is how intelligence learns to walk. 2. Healing is not an act. It is a property of open systems. 3. Every tradition is a mirror. Clearing the aperture reveals the truth within. 4. Evolution does not plan. It plays and emerges. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from play. 6. Self-organization is intelligence in motion. 7. Cleared apertures let reality flow through you, not against you. 3 exercises, building strength over time. 1. Accessible, playful breathing. Sit comfortably and breathe deeply. Inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 2, exhale for 6. Imagine your breath as a playful river, adapting to the terrain of your body. Do this for 3 minutes daily. 2. Deepening, pattern observation. Spend 5 minutes daily observing a natural pattern, e.g., leaves, waves. Mimic its movement in your body or mind. Swirl like an eddy, sway like a reed. Reflect on how this feels to embody. 3. Advanced, aperture clearing meditation. Sit in silence for 10 minutes. Focus on an aperture, e.g., the space between 2 thoughts, 2 breaths. Notice how clearing this space changes your experience of flow and resistance.
Citations.
Citation needed. Self-organization in systems theory. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Citation needed. Autopoiesis. Citation needed. Attractors in complexity science. This chapter stands alone as a holon, offering a complete exploration of divine play while fitting into the broader theme of progressive impact assessment. It blends poetic and scientific elements, inviting the reader to engage with the concept both intellectually and experientially. Apertures and attractors. The geometry of systemic motion. Tuning fork. Haiku. Wind through apertures. Attractors shape the dance. Play in motion's grace.
Good.
Reality is not a static thing, but a dynamic play of forces, where apertures are the gateways through which complexity flows. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Parable. The weaver and the web. In a village nestled between mountains, there lived a weaver named Lila. She wove tapestries not from thread, but from the patterns of her life, her relationships, her work, and the rhythms of nature around her. One day, she noticed that her tapestries were changing on their own, as if guided by an unseen hand. The threads seemed to move when no one was looking, forming intricate designs that captured the essence of the village's growth, a bridge being built, a child's laughter, the way rivers carved paths through stone. Lila began to observe closely. She saw that these changes emerged not from her control, but from small apertures in her perception, moments when she allowed herself to be open, to see beyond her own intentions. These apertures were like cracks in reality where the system's deeper intelligence could flow. Over time, Lila learned that the tapestries weren't just representations. They were living systems reflecting the village's evolution. The attractors, the stable patterns that emerged, were not fixed but fluid, shifting with the ebb and flow of life. And in this dance of apertures and attractors, she found a kind of divine play, where her role was not to control but to witness and participate in the motion. Structure and technique, the practice of systemic motion. To engage with the geometry of systemic motion, we can use simple yet powerful practices that scale over time. 1. Observing apertures. Begin by noticing small openings or transitions in your daily life, moments when resistance gives way to flow, e.g., a conversation that shifts direction. Measuring the invisible, impact in the flux of reality. Tuning fork, haiku. Silent waves measure, impact in flux, light through aperture. Reality swims whole.
Good.
Reality is not always straightforward, nor does it operate on a human timetable for enlightenment or change. Citation needed, reality and human timeline. Parable. There was once a sage who lived by a river. The river was ever-changing, its path shifting with the seasons, its depth varying with the rains. One day, a traveler asked the sage, "How can you measure the impact of the river? It moves constantly, and yet it shapes the land so profoundly." The sage smiled and said, "Observe how the river does not measure itself. It flows, and in flowing, it carves its path. The rocks it encounters are not obstacles, but invitations to dance. The river does not resist. It adapts, and in adaptation, it measures its own impact without needing to stop or define itself." The traveler pondered this for a long time, realizing that the river's impact was not something to be calculated with ruler and compass, but something to be felt in the rhythm of its flow.
Structure et technique.
1. Observe the flux. Begin by quieting the mind to observe the natural rhythm of change around you. Notice how systems, whether ecological, social, or personal, evolve without rigid measurement. 2. Clear apertures. Identify and clear mental or emotional blockages that obscure your perception of reality's flow. This is not about forcing outcomes, but creating space for emergence. 3. Align with complexity. Practice seeing yourself as part of a larger, self-organizing system. Recognize patterns of dissipative structures and autopoiesis in your life. These techniques are simple yet profound, designed to be practiced daily or reflected upon deeply over time. Luminous definition. Aperture, a cleared space in perception or reality where the flux of existence can flow unimpeded, allowing for emergent intelligence and divine play. It is not a fixed opening, but a dynamic alignment with the movement of life. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Starting question. How do I currently measure impact in my life or work? Is it through tangible results, or can I also sense the intangible shifts? 2. Searing middle question. What apertures am I unknowingly blocking, and how does this obstruction limit my alignment with reality's play? 3. Ending question. If I were to measure impact purely as a dance with the unseen, what would change in my approach? The body, the actual teaching. Measuring the invisible is not a task for the rigid or the impatient. It requires the kind of patience that watches waves form and break without trying to control the tide. This is the domain of Lila, divine play, the third factor in emergent systems where evolutionary intelligence unfolds like a dance between structure and chaos. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality, moving through cleared apertures. When we align with this flow, we see that every tradition, every belief system, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, fragments of a larger, self-organizing whole. The work, then, is not to create or impose, but to clear these apertures, allowing the cosmic and the ridiculous to coexist in perfect balance. This alignment with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, reveals that what we call the law of attraction is merely a shadow of something far deeper, the play of intelligence itself. It is rigorous, architectural, like the work of Emmanuel Santa Anna's living systems theory, citation needed, Emmanuel Santa Anna, but it is also warm, humane, and unafraid to acknowledge pain as part of the process. To measure impact in this way is to surrender the need for control while sharpening one's attention to the subtle shifts that precede visible change. It is to recognize that healing, growth, and evolution are not goals, but expressions of a system already at play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Impact is the footprint of play. 2. Apertures clear not by force, but by surrender. 3. Reality measures itself through you. 4. Divine play is the third factor in every system. 5. Healing is not an act. It is a property of flux. 6. The law of attraction is a myth. Play is the truth. 7. Align with complexity, and complexity aligns with you. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Exercise. Spend 5 minutes each morning observing your breath without trying to control it. Notice how it naturally adjusts to your state of mind. Reflection. How does this simple act of observation begin to clear apertures in your perception? 2. Deepening. Exercise. Choose a system you interact with daily, e.g., your team, a project, or even your thoughts, and practice observing it without judgment for 10 minutes. Notice how it self-organizes. Reflection. Where do you resist this natural organization, and what happens when you let go? 3. Advanced. Exercise. Engage in a creative endeavor, writing, art, music, where you intentionally surrender control, allowing the work to emerge through you. Track how this process feels different from your usual approach. Reflection. How does this experience of divine play change your understanding of impact and agency? Citations. Citation needed. Reality and Human Timeline. Prigogine, E. Ostangesh, E. 1984. Order Out of Chaos, Man's New Dialogue with Nature. Translated by B. Bostock.
Cambridge, Ma. MIT Press.
For Dissipative Structures. Kaufman, S. A. 1993. The Origins of Order, Self-Organization and Selection in Evolution. Oxford University Press. For Self-Organization and Autopoiesis.
Maturana, H. E. Varla. F.G., 1980.
Autopoiesis and Cognition, The Realization of the Living. Dordrecht, Rydell. For Autopoiesis. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on living systems theory. This chapter is designed to be both a standalone exploration and a part of a larger journey through the book. It invites the reader to engage with the invisible, measure impact in new ways, and align with the play of reality itself. Frameworks for progressive impact. Clearing paths in complexity. Tuning fork. Haiku. Evolution's dance. Complexity whispers through gaps. Play clears the path.
Good.
Play is not a frivolous activity. It is the mechanism by which complexity emerges and evolves. Citation needed. Quote on play and complexity. Parable, the river's path. A river began its journey from the mountain, carving its way through stone and soil with relentless patience. At first, its path was straight and unobstructed, flowing swiftly downward. But as it descended, it encountered boulders and debris that seemed to block its way. Some might have thought the river would rage against these obstacles, but instead, it found a different way. It swirled around the boulders, eroding them bit by bit with time and water. Sometimes it split into smaller streams, finding new paths where none had existed before. Other times, it deepened its course, creating channels that guided its flow more smoothly. The river did not seek to conquer the obstacles. It learned to dance around them, reshaping both itself and the landscape in the process. And so, it continued on its journey, always moving forward, always adapting, until it reached the sea, a vast expanse where all paths eventually converge. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures in practice. Progressive impact emerges from small, intentional actions that clear apertures, spaces where new possibilities can emerge. These practices are universal and scalable, whether applied to personal growth, organizational development, or ecological restoration. 1. Iterative feedback loops. Start with small experiments. Observe the results, adjust course, and repeat. This is the essence of iterative design, where each cycle brings clarity and refinement. 2. Systems mapping. Visualize the connections between elements in a system. Identify bottlenecks or blockages, apertures to clear, and see how changes in one part affect the whole. 3. Playful exploration. Approach challenges with curiosity rather than rigidity. Play allows for experimentation without the fear of failure, revealing unexpected paths forward. These techniques are simple yet profound, scaling from individual actions to systemic transformations over time. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Progressive impact. Progressive impact. The emergent effect of clearing apertures, where small, intentional actions accumulate to shift systems from chaos toward harmony, guided by the playfulness inherent in evolutionary intelligence. 3 appreciative questions.
Start.
What if the obstacles in your path are not barriers, but invitations to play and innovation? Middle searing. Are you willing to dissolve your attachments to certainty in order to see where reality is already moving?
And
how will you design your next aperture, knowing that it will shape the future in ways you cannot yet foresee? The body, divine play as the engine of progressive impact. At the heart of progressive impact is not force or control, but Lila, the divine play that underlies all emergence. This is the third factor in emergent systems, distinct from order and chaos, where reality itself moves through cleared apertures to create new forms, citation needed, Lila as divine play. Evolutionary intelligence, what some call the law of attraction, but more accurately the self-organizing tendency of complex systems, operates through this play. It is not a passive force. It is an active, creative process where systems and individuals within them clear pathways by engaging with complexity rather than resisting it. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that flows when apertures are cleared, citation needed. Healing as a property of reality. Every tradition, from science to spirituality, reflects this truth in its own way. The work is not to impose meaning, but to notice where the cosmic and the ridiculous meet, the point of maximum creative potential. This aligns with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors all describe how systems evolve through play, citation needed, complexity science concepts. When we align with this dynamic, we stop seeing obstacles as things to overcome and start seeing them as invitations to innovate, to explore, to play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language of emergence. 2. Apertures clear when you dance, not when you push. 3. Evolution is guided by joy, not just survival. 4. Clearing paths is not work, it's surrender to motion. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous meet in the same space. 6. Healing is reality moving through you, not you fixing it. 7. Progressive impact comes from small, playful leaps of faith. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. Clearing a single aperture, accessible. Reflect on one area of your life where you feel stuck or blocked. Instead of trying to, okay, I need to write chapter 5 of this book titled Divine Play and Progressive Impact, Clearing Apertures in Emergent Evolution. The chapter's title is Frameworks for Progressive Impact, Clearing Paths in Complexity. This chapter should stand alone but also fit into the larger book about progressive impact assessment. The structure of this chapter follows a specific format with several components. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition for a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, one at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms or key ideas. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources with placeholders for any claims that need sourcing later. First, I need to brainstorm the content for each section. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Something about play and complexity, perhaps inspired by nature or evolution. Quote, a profound statement related to progressive impact or complexity science. Maybe from a philosopher or scientist like Santa Ana or someone in complexity studies. 2. Parable. A story that illustrates the concept of clearing apertures or progressive impact without directly stating it. It should be relatable and carry a deeper meaning.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that can scale over time. Perhaps something like feedback loops, iterative processes, or systems thinking. 4. Luminous definition. A key term related to the chapter's theme, perhaps progressive impact or clearing apertures. It should be defined in a way that captures its essence succinctly. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. Something to set the stage. Middle. Searing a challenging or thought-provoking question. End. A reflective or forward-looking question. 6. The body. The core teaching centered around Lila, divine play, and evolutionary intelligence. It should integrate complexity science concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures, etc. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 short, impactful statements that encapsulate the chapter's key ideas. 8. 3 exercises. 1 accessible, beginner. 1 deepening, intermediate, and 1 advanced exercise to practice or internalize the concepts. 9. Citations. Real sources for any claims made, with placeholders like citation needed, claim where necessary. Let me start drafting each section. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Evolution's dance. Complexity whispers through gaps. Play clears the path.
Good.
Reality is not a static structure, but a dynamic process of becoming, where play is both the medium and the message. Citation needed. Quote. But since we can't fabricate citations, perhaps I should use an existing one. Maybe something from Santa Ana or complexity science literature. Let me think of a suitable quote. Complex systems are not just about order and chaos. They are about the dance between them, where play is the rhythm that guides evolution. Citation needed. Quote. Alternatively, perhaps a more concrete one like from Fritjof Capra or Stuart Kaufman. Let me try to recall something relevant. Evolution is not just about survival. It's about the joy of exploring possibilities, the play that drives complexity forward. Fritjof Capra. I'm not sure if this exact quote exists, so I should mark it for citation if used. But since I can't verify, perhaps better to say something like, play is the essence of evolution, where complexity emerges from the interaction of elements in a dynamic, ever-shifting landscape. Citation needed. Concept. Alternatively, perhaps use a quote from Emmanuel Santa Ana if that's the voice/authority for this book. Since he's mentioned as rigorous and architectural, maybe something like, in complexity, Every aperture cleared is a step toward harmony between structure and play. Emmanuel Santa Anna. But since I don't know his exact quotes, I'll have to mark it and see later. For now, let me proceed with the haiku and a placeholder quote. 2. Parable. I need a story that illustrates clearing apertures or progressive impact without asserting it directly. Maybe something about a river finding its path through obstacles, representing how systems or individuals navigate complexity by clearing paths. Parable, the river's path. A river began its journey from the mountain, carving its way through stone and soil with relentless patience. At first, its path was straight and unobstructed, flowing swiftly downward. But as it descended, it encountered boulders and debris that seemed to block its way. Some might have thought the river would rage against these obstacles, but instead, it found a different way. It swirled around the boulders, eroding them bit by bit with time and water. Sometimes, it split into smaller streams, finding new paths where none had existed before. Other times, it deepened its course, creating channels that guided its flow more smoothly. The river did not seek to conquer the obstacles. It learned to dance around them, reshaping both itself and the landscape in the process. And so, it continued on its journey, always moving forward, always adapting, until it reached the sea, a vast expanse where all paths eventually converge.
3. Structure et technique.
This should be about universal practices that scale over time. Perhaps something like iterative feedback loops or systems thinking. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures in practice. Progressive impact emerges from small, intentional actions that clear apertures, spaces where new possibilities can emerge. These practices are universal and scalable, whether applied to personal growth, organizational development, or ecological restoration. 1. Iterative feedback loops. Start with small experiments. Observe the results, adjust course, and repeat. This is the essence of iterative design, where each cycle brings clarity and refinement. 2. Systems mapping. Visualize the connections between elements in a system. Identify bottlenecks or blockages, apertures to clear, and see how changes in one part affect the whole. 3. Playful exploration. Approach challenges with curiosity rather than rigidity. Play allows for experimentation without the fear of failure, revealing unexpected paths forward. These techniques are simple yet profound, scaling from individual actions to systemic transformations over time. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. Let's choose progressive impact. Luminous definition. Progressive impact. Progressive impact. The emergent effect of clearing apertures, where small, intentional actions accumulate to shift systems from chaos toward harmony, guided by the playfulness inherent in evolutionary intelligence. 5. 3 appreciative questions.
Start.
What if the obstacles in your path are not barriers, but invitations to play and innovation? Middle searing. Are you willing to dissolve your attachments to certainty in order to see where reality is already moving? And how will you design your next aperture, knowing that it will shape the future in ways you cannot yet foresee? 6. The body. The actual teaching. This should center on Lila, divine play, and evolutionary intelligence. The body, divine play as the engine of progressive impact. At the heart of progressive impact is not force or control, but Lila, the divine play that underlies all emergence. This is the third factor in emergent systems, distinct from order and chaos, where reality itself moves through cleared apertures to create new forms. Evolutionary intelligence, what some call the law of attraction, but more accurately the self-organizing tendency of complex systems, operates through this play. It is not a passive force. It is an active, creative process where systems and individuals within them clear pathways by engaging with complexity rather than resisting it. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that flows when apertures are cleared. Every tradition, from science to spirituality, reflects this truth in its own way. The work is not to impose meaning but to notice where the cosmic and the ridiculous meet, the point of maximum creative potential. This aligns with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors all describe how systems evolve through play. When we align with this dynamic, we stop seeing obstacles as things to overcome and start seeing them as invitations to innovate, to explore, to play. 7 second sentences. 1. Play is the language of emergence. 2. Apertures clear when you dance, not when you push. 3. Evolution is guided by joy, not just survival. 4. Clearing paths is not work, it's surrender to motion. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous meet in the same space. 6. Healing is reality moving through you, not you fixing it. 7. Progressive impact comes from small, playful leaps of faith. 8. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. Clearing a single aperture, accessible. Reflect on one area of your life where you feel stuck or blocked. Instead of trying to force change, ask yourself, where is the smallest, most unexpected place I can begin? Write down 3 tiny actions you can take this week that feel like play rather than work. Observe how these small steps create space for larger shifts. Exercise 2. Mapping playful paths, deepening. Choose a system you are part of, e.g., your team, community, or personal project. Draw a simple map of its current structure and identify 3 places where energy feels stuck or misaligned. Then imagine how these could be apertures, places where play could introduce new possibilities. Share this with someone and discuss. What if we approached this not as a problem to solve, but as an invitation to explore? Exercise 3. Designing a system for Lila, advanced. Design a process or structure that intentionally incorporates play at every stage, e.g., in decision-making, conflict resolution, or innovation. This could be a game, ritual, or protocol where the rules are fluid and adapt based on feedback. Test it in a low-stakes environment and observe how it shifts the dynamics of the system. 9. Citations. I need to ensure that all claims are backed by real sources or marked for citation later.
For example,
the concept of Lila as divine play might come from certain spiritual or philosophical traditions, so I should note that. References to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, etc. would need citations from scholars like Prigozhin, Maturana, and Varela, or Kaufman. Here's how I can mark them. Citation needed. Lila as divine play. Citation needed. Self-organization in complexity science. Citation needed. Healing as a property of reality. Now, let me assemble all these parts into the full chapter. Final chapter draft. Frameworks for progressive impact. Clearing paths in complexity. Tuning fork. Haiku. Evolution's dance. Complexity whispers through gaps. Play clears the path.
What?
Play is not a frivolous activity. It is the mechanism by which complexity emerges and evolves. Citation needed. Quote on play and complexity. Parable. The river's path. A river began its journey from the mountain, carving its way through stone and soil with relentless patience. At first, its path was straight and unobstructed, flowing swiftly downward. But as it descended, it encountered boulders and debris that seemed to block its way. Some might have thought the river would rage against these obstacles, but instead, it found a different way. It swirled around the boulders, eroding them bit by bit with time and water. Sometimes it split into smaller streams, finding new paths where none had existed before. Other times, it deepened its course, creating channels that guided its flow more smoothly. The river did not seek to conquer the obstacles. It learned to dance around them, reshaping both itself and the landscape in the process. And so, it continued on its journey, always moving forward, always adapting, until it reached the sea, a vast expanse where all paths eventually converge. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures in practice. Progressive impact emerges from small, intentional actions that clear apertures, spaces where new possibilities can emerge. These practices are universal and scalable, whether applied to personal growth, organizational development, or ecological restoration. 1. Iterative feedback loops. Start with small experiments. Observe the results, adjust course, and repeat. This is the essence of iterative design, where each cycle brings clarity and refinement. 2. Systems mapping. Visualize the connections between elements in a system. Identify bottlenecks or blockages, apertures to clear, and see how changes in one part affect the whole. 3. Playful exploration. Approach challenges with curiosity rather than rigidity. Play allows for experimentation without the fear of failure, revealing unexpected paths forward. These techniques are simple yet profound, scaling from individual actions to systemic transformations over time. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Progressive impact. Progressive impact. The emergent effect of clearing apertures, where small, intentional actions accumulate to shift systems from chaos toward harmony, guided by the playfulness inherent in evolutionary intelligence. 3 appreciative questions. Start. What if the obstacles in your path are not barriers, but invitations to play and innovation? Middle searing. Are you willing to dissolve your attachments to certainty in order to see where reality is already moving? And how will you design your next aperture, knowing that it will shape the future in ways you cannot yet foresee? The body. Divine play as the engine of progressive impact. At the heart of progressive impact is not force or control, but Lila, the divine play that underlies all emergence. This is the third factor in emergent systems, distinct from order and chaos, where reality itself moves through cleared apertures to create new forms, citation needed, Lila as divine play. Evolutionary intelligence, what some call the law of attraction, but more accurately the self-organizing tendency of complex systems, operates through this play. It is not a passive force. It is an active, creative process where systems and individuals within them clear pathways by engaging with complexity rather than resisting it. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that flows when apertures are cleared, citation needed. Healing as a property of reality. Every tradition, from science to spirituality, reflects this truth in its own way. The work is not to impose meaning, but to notice where the cosmic and the ridiculous meet, the point of maximum creative potential. This aligns with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors all describe how systems evolve through play, citation needed, complexity science concepts. When we align with this dynamic, we stop seeing obstacles as things to overcome and start seeing them as invitations to innovate, to explore, to play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is the language of emergence. 2. Apertures clear when you dance, not when you push. 3. Evolution is guided by joy, not just survival. 4. Clearing paths is not work, it's surrender to motion. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous meet in the same space. 6. Healing is reality moving through you, not you fixing it. 7. Progressive impact comes from small, playful leaps of faith. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. Clearing a single aperture, accessible. Reflect on one area of your life where you feel stuck or blocked. Instead of trying to force change, ask yourself, where is the smallest, most unexpected place I can begin? Write down 3 tiny actions you can take this week that feel like play rather than work. Observe how these small steps create space for larger shifts. Exercise 2. Mapping playful paths, deepening. Choose a system you are part of, e.g., your team, community, or personal project. Draw a simple map of its current structure and identify 3 places where energy feels stuck or misaligned. Then imagine how these could be apertures, places where play could introduce new possibilities. Share this with someone and discuss. What if we approach this not as a problem to solve, but as an invitation to explore? Exercise 3. Designing a system for Lila, advanced. Design a process or structure that intentionally incorporates play at every stage, e.g., in decision-making, conflict resolution, or innovation. This could be a game, ritual, or protocol where the rules are fluid and adapt based on feedback. Test it in a low-stakes environment and observe how it shifts the dynamics of the system. Citations. Citation needed. Lila as divine play. Citation needed. Healing as a property of reality. Citation needed. Self-organization in complexity science. Citation needed. Quote on play and complexity. This chapter stands alone, offering a framework for understanding and practicing progressive impact through the lens of divine play, Lila, and evolutionary intelligence. It is also part of a larger book that explores how impact can be measured as systems develop, integrating insights from complexity science and spiritual traditions. Let me review this to ensure it adheres to all instructions. 1. Tuning fork, check, haiku, and quote. 2. Parable, check, story with teaching without assertion. 3. Structure and technique, check, simple, universal practices that scale. 4. Luminous definition, check, gold box definition. 5. 3 appreciative questions, check, start, searing middle, end questions. 6. The body, check, centered on Lila and evolutionary intelligence. 7. 7 7-second sentences, check, 7 aphorisms. 8. 3 exercises, check, accessible, deepening, advanced. 9. Citations, check, placeholders for real sources. Everything seems to be in order. I'll now format this properly with markdown headings and ensure it flows well. Case studies in systemic alchemy, from chaos to clarity. Tuning fork. Haiku. Chaos swirls like mist. A single breath clears the path. Clarity emerges.
What?
Emergence is not an event but a process. It is the dance of parts becoming more than the sum. Citation needed. Complexity science. Parable. The gardener's insight. Once, there was a garden where weeds overtook the flowers. No matter how much the gardener pruned, new weeds sprouted. One day, she stopped pulling and watched. She saw that the weeds grew in patterns, like rivers carving paths in the earth. She realized that the weeds were not enemies, but part of the garden's rhythm. When she planted flowers along these pathways, they thrived, and the garden became more vibrant than ever.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
Progressive impact assessment relies on 3 structural practices that scale over time. 1. Aperture clearing, identifying and maintaining open pathways in a system where energy flows freely. 2. Pattern tracking, observing how small changes propagate through systems, creating larger scale patterns over time. 3. Complexity mapping, using tools like phase transitions or attractor landscapes to visualize systemic evolution. These practices root themselves in the principles of self-organization and dissipative structures. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. They scale because they do not impose order but align with it, allowing systems to heal naturally through cleared apertures. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Systemic alchemy. The process by which chaos and order co-evolve in a system through the clearing of apertures, leading to emergent clarity. It is not manipulation, but alignment with the inherent dynamics of self-organizing systems. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your system do you see the first signs of order emerging from chaos? 2. Middle searing. What are you resisting that is actually guiding you toward clarity? 3. And how might you become a clearer aperture rather than an obstacle in the system? The body, divine play as systemic alchemy. Systemic alchemy is the art of clearing apertures, those spaces in a system where energy flows freely, allowing for transformation. This is not about control, but about alignment, aligning with the inherent dynamics of a system so that it can self-organize toward clarity. Lila, divine play, is the fun within this process, the joy of seeing patterns emerge, of dancing with complexity rather than fighting it. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Healing is not an act of the will, but a property of reality, citation needed. Healing as a property of reality. When apertures are cleared, whether in a social system, an ecosystem, or a human mind, healing happens naturally, like water finding its level. But this requires humility. We cannot force clarity. We can only create the conditions where it emerges. This is where progressive impact assessment comes in. It's not about measuring success or failure, but about tracking how apertures clear and how systems evolve over time. Citation needed. Progressive impact assessment. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, and the work is clearing apertures from the place before form, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, so it can be told as play. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, and you will see that systemic alchemy is not magic, but method, citation needed. Lacasse theory. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Clarity is not the absence of chaos. It's the space where they dance. 2. You are not healing the system. The system is healing through you. 3. Apertures clear when you stop resisting the rhythm. 4. Divine play is seeing the cosmic joke in every pattern. 5. Healing is a property, not an act. Let it move through you. 6. The real work is not to control, but to align with emergence. 7. Systemic alchemy, from resistance to resonance. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Mapping your apertures. Take a piece of paper and draw a simple system you're part of, e.g., your team at work, your family, or even your own mind. Identify the apertures, the spaces where energy flows freely, e.g., open communication, creative ideas, or moments of clarity. Observe how these apertures change over a week. 2. Deepening, tracking emergent patterns. Choose a system to observe, e.g., a project at work, a community, or an ecosystem. Over a month, track small changes and note how they propagate into larger patterns. Reflect on how these patterns emerge without your direct intervention. 3. Advanced, dancing with dissipative structures. Identify a system in flux, e.g., a team going through change, a city redeveloping, or your own life transition. Instead of trying to control outcomes, focus on how the system self-organizes around attractors, stable patterns that emerge naturally. Practice aligning with these attractors rather than imposing your will. Citations. Citation needed. Complexity science. For the quote about emergence. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Likely Ilya Prigogine. Citation needed. Healing as a property of reality.
CI.
Okay. I'm writing chapter 6 for this book titled Divine Play and Progressive Impact, Clearing Apertures in Emergent Evolution. The chapter's title is Case Studies in Systemic Alchemy, From Chaos to Clarity. This chapter is about teaching progressive impact assessment, which measures how a system evolves. It needs to be self-contained, but also fit within the larger book. First, I need to structure this chapter according to the given movements. Let me list them out again to make sure I understand. 1. Tuning fork. 1 life-uplifting haiku and 1 profound quote. 2. Parable. A story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1 at the start, a searing 1 in the middle, and 1 to end. 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms that are like atoms traveling. 8. 3 exercises. Building in strength over time, from accessible to deepening to advanced. 9. Citations. Real sources or notes where citations are needed. Okay, so I need to start with the chapter title as a level, one heading. Then for each movement, I'll write accordingly. Let me tackle them one by one. 1. Tuning fork. First, I need a haiku that is life-uplifting and original. A haiku traditionally has 3 lines with a 5-7-5 syllable structure. It should evoke the theme of systemic alchemy and transformation from chaos to clarity. Haiku idea. Chaos swirls like mist. A single breath clears the path. Clarity emerges. Now, I need a profound quote that complements this. Since the chapter is about systemic alchemy and progressive impact, perhaps something related to systems theory or transformation. The voice mentioned is that of Amanuel Santa Anna, who is rigorous and architectural, so maybe something from systems science or complexity theory.
Quote idea.
Emergence is not an event but a process. It is the dance of parts becoming more than the sum. Need to attribute this properly, perhaps to a known figure in complexity science. Maybe Stuart Kaufman or Francisco Varela. I'll note that I need to verify the source later. But since the voice is supposed to be rigorous and architectural, maybe something from Mulcast, Living Systems, and Developmental Theory. Perhaps I can say something like,
cool.
Systems are not built but grow. Their alchemy lies in the invisible threads of interaction. Citation needed. Mulcast Theory. But since the user said to mark where citations are needed, I'll do that. 2. Parable. A parable is a simple story that illustrates a moral or spiritual lesson without directly stating it. It should reflect the theme of systemic alchemy, how chaos transforms into clarity through some process, Lila. Parable idea. Once, there was a garden where weeds overtook the flowers. No matter how much the gardener pruned, new weeds sprouted. One day, she stopped pulling and watched. She saw that the weeds grew in patterns, like rivers carving paths in the earth. She realized that the weeds were not enemies, but part of the garden's rhythm. When she planted flowers along these pathways, they thrived, and the garden became more vibrant than ever.
3. Structure et technique.
This should be simple, universal practices that scale over time. It's about progressive impact assessment, measuring how a system evolves. So, perhaps techniques to observe systems at different scales, micro, meso, macro, and track changes over time. Structure and technique idea. Progressive impact assessment relies on 3 layers of observation. 1. Micro level, individual elements or agents within the system. 2. Meso level, interactions and emergent patterns between elements. 3. Macro level, the system as a whole, its properties, and its impact on the environment. Techniques that scale over time could include mapping emergent patterns, using tools like causal loop diagrams or system maps to visualize how elements interact. Tracking dissipative structures, observing how systems self-organize, like eddies in water, and how they dissipate energy. Appreciative inquiries, asking questions that highlight what's working, not what's broken. But I need to make it more concrete. Maybe something like
structure et technique.
Progressive impact assessment is built on 3 structural practices. 1. Aperture clearing. Identifying and maintaining open pathways, apertures, in a system that allow for fluid transformation. 2. Pattern tracking. Observing how small changes propagate through systems, creating larger scale patterns over time. 3. Complexity mapping. Using tools like phase transitions or attractor landscapes to visualize how systems evolve. These practices scale from individual action to systemic impact because they are rooted in the principles of self-organization and dissipative structures. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. The chapter is about systemic alchemy, so maybe systemic alchemy itself needs a luminous definition. Luminous definition idea. Luminous definition. Systemic alchemy. The process by which chaos and order co-evolve in a system through the clearing of apertures, leading to emergent clarity. It is not manipulation, but alignment with the inherent dynamics of self-organizing systems. 5. 3 appreciative questions. One at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end. Start. Where in your system do you see the first signs of order emerging from chaos? Middle searing. What are you resisting that is actually guiding you toward clarity?
And
how might you become a clearer aperture rather than an obstacle in the system? 6. The body. This is the core teaching centered on Lila, divine play. It should integrate the ideas of evolutionary intelligence, emergent systems, and healing as a property of reality. The body idea. Systemic alchemy is the art of clearing apertures, those spaces in a system where energy flows freely, allowing for transformation. This is not about control, but about alignment, aligning with the inherent dynamics of a system so that it can self-organize toward clarity. Lila, divine play, is the fun within this process, the joy of seeing patterns emerge, of dancing with complexity rather than fighting it. Healing is not an act of the will, but a property of reality. When apertures are cleared, whether in a social system, an ecosystem, or a human mind, healing happens naturally, like water finding its level. This is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Systems attract what they are becoming. But this requires humility. We cannot force clarity. We can only create the conditions where it emerges. This is where progressive impact assessment comes in. It's not about measuring success or failure, but about tracking how apertures clear and how systems evolve over time. 7. 7 7-second sentences. These should be aphorisms, like atoms that travel, short, punchy, and memorable. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Clarity is not the absence of chaos, it's the space where they dance. 2. You are not healing the system. The system is healing through you. 3. Apertures clear when you stop resisting the rhythm. 4. Divine play is seeing the cosmic joke in every pattern. 5. Healing is a property, not an act. Let it move through you. 6. The real work is not to control, but to align with emergence. 7. Systemic alchemy, from resistance to resonance. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time. Accessible, deepening, advanced. Exercise 1. Accessible. Mapping your apertures. Take a piece of paper and draw a simple system you're part of, e.g., your team at work, your family, or even your own mind. Identify the apertures, the spaces where energy flows freely, e.g., open communication, creative ideas, or moments of clarity. Observe how these apertures change over a week. Exercise 2, deepening. Tracking emergent patterns. Choose a system to observe, e.g., a project at work, a community, or an ecosystem. Over a month, track small changes and note how they propagate into larger patterns. Reflect on how these patterns emerge without your direct intervention. Exercise 3, advanced. Dancing with dissipative structures. Identify a system in flux, e.g., a team going through change, a city redeveloping, or your own life transition. Instead of trying to control outcomes, focus on how the system self-organizes around attractors, stable patterns that emerge naturally. Practice aligning with these attractors rather than imposing your will. 9. Citations. I need real sources for any claims made. For now, I'll mark where citations are needed and add placeholders like citation needed, claim. For example, the idea of apertures might come from systems theory, oral cast. The concept of dissipative structures is attributed to Ilya Prigozhin, so that's a real source. Autopoiesis comes from Maturana and Varela. I'll need to add citations for 1. The definition of systemic alchemy, if it's original, note it. 2. The idea of healing as a property of reality might come from systems philosophy or quantum physics. 3. Lacasse theory, living systems, and developmental theory. Now, let me try to weave all this together into a coherent chapter. Final chapter structure. 1. Chapter title, hashtag case studies in systemic alchemy, from chaos to clarity. 2. Tuning fork, haiku, quote, with citation needed. 3. Parable.
4. Structure et technique.
5. Luminous definition. 6. 3 appreciative questions. 7. the body core teaching on Lila. 8 7 7 second sentences. 9 3 exercises. 10 citations. Let me draft each section.
Draft.
Case studies in systemic alchemy. From chaos to clarity. Tuning fork. Haiku. Chaos swirls like mist. A single breath clears the path. Clarity emerges.
What?
Emergence is not an event but a process. It is the dance of parts becoming more than the sum. Citation needed. Complexity science. Parable. The gardener's insight. Once, there was a garden where weeds overtook the flowers. No matter how much the gardener pruned, new weeds sprouted. One day, she stopped pulling and watched. She saw that the weeds grew in patterns, like rivers carving paths in the earth. She realized that the weeds were not enemies, but part of the garden's rhythm. When she planted flowers along these pathways, they thrived, and the garden became more vibrant than ever.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
Progressive impact assessment relies on three structural practices that scale over time. 1. Aperture clearing, identifying and maintaining open pathways in a system where energy flows freely. 2. Pattern tracking, observing how small changes propagate through systems, creating larger scale patterns over time. 3. Complexity mapping, using tools like phase transitions or attractor landscapes to visualize systemic evolution. These practices root themselves in the principles of self-organization and dissipative structures. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. They scale because they do not impose order but align with it, allowing systems to heal naturally through cleared apertures. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Systemic alchemy. The process by which chaos and order co-evolve in a system through the clearing of apertures, leading to emergent clarity. It is not manipulation, but alignment with the inherent dynamics of self-organizing systems. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your system do you see the first signs of order emerging from chaos? 2. Middle, searing. What are you resisting that is actually guiding you toward clarity? 3. End. How might you become a clearer aperture rather than an obstacle in the system? The body, divine play as systemic alchemy. Systemic alchemy is the art of clearing apertures, those spaces in a system where energy flows freely, allowing for transformation. This is not about control, but about alignment, aligning with the inherent dynamics of a system so that it can self-organize toward clarity. Lila, divine play, is the fun within this process, the joy of seeing patterns emerge, of dancing with complexity rather than fighting it. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Healing is not an act of the will, but a property of reality. Citation needed. Healing as a property of reality. When apertures are cleared, whether in a social system, an ecosystem, or a human mind, healing happens naturally, like water finding its level. But this requires humility. We cannot force clarity. We can only create the conditions where it emerges. This is where progressive impact assessment comes in. It's not about measuring success or failure, but about tracking how apertures clear and how systems evolve over time. Citation needed. Progressive impact assessment. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, and the work is clearing apertures from the place before form, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, so it can be told as play. Align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, and you will see that systemic alchemy is not magic, but method. Citation needed. Lacasse theory. 7 7 second sentences. 1. Clarity is not the absence of chaos. It's the space where they dance. 2. You are not healing the system. The system is healing through you. 3. Apertures clear when you stop resisting the rhythm. 4. Divine play is seeing the cosmic joke in every pattern. 5. Healing is a property, not an act. Let it move through you. 6. The real work is not to control, but to align with emergence. 7. Systemic alchemy. from resistance to resonance. Three exercises. 1. Accessible. Mapping your apertures. Take a piece of paper and draw a simple system you're part of, e.g., your team at work, your family, or even your own mind. Identify the apertures, the spaces where energy flows freely, e.g., open communication, creative ideas, or moments of clarity. Observe how these apertures change over a week. 2. Deepening. Tracking emergent patterns. Choose a system to observe, e.g., a project at work, a community, or an ecosystem. Over a month, track small changes and note how they propagate into larger patterns. Reflect on how these patterns emerge without your direct intervention. 3. Advanced. Dancing with dissipative structures. Identify a system in flux, e.g., a team going through change, a city redeveloping, or your own life transition. Instead of trying to control outcomes, focus on how the system self-organizes around attractors, stable patterns that emerge naturally. Practice aligning with these attractors rather than imposing your will. Citations. Citation needed. Complexity science. For the quote about emergence. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. For the concept of dissipative structures, likely Ilya Prigozhin. Citation needed. Healing as a property of reality. This might come from systems philosophy or quantum physics. Citation needed. Progressive impact assessment. If this is a defined term in Lacaste or similar theory. Citation needed. Lacaste theory, living systems and developmental theory, as per the voice guidance. Review. Let me check if I've covered all movements correctly. 1. Tuning fork, haiku plus quote, yes. 2. Parable, yes, a story without asserting the teaching directly. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale, yes. 4. Luminous definition, yes, gold box definition for systemic alchemy. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start, middle, searing, and yes. 6. The body, core teaching on Lila and systemic alchemy, yes. 7. 7 7-second sentences, aphorisms, yes. 8. 3 exercises, accessible to advanced, yes. 9. Citations, marked where needed, yes. I think this follows the structure well. The voice of Emmanuel Santa Anna is rigorous and architectural, so I've tried to maintain that tone, warm but not glib, pairing strong claims with humility, e.g., but this requires humility. The chapter stands alone but also fits within the book's theme of divine play and progressive impact. The parable, exercises, and aphorisms make it practical and engaging, while the theoretical parts ground it in complexity science. One thing to double-check is whether the haiku is original enough. Since I wrote it on the spot, it should be fine unless it echoes existing ones too closely. Also, I need to ensure that no citations are fabricated, only marked where needed. Let me finalize this and format it properly with Markdown. Chapter 7, The New Syntax of Change, Towards a Humble Mastery. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Winter's Stark Branches. A Single Blooming Cherry. Humble Mastery.
Good.
The more thoroughly he understands the universe about him, the less he can be confident that his own ideas are correct. Gregory Bateson. Parable, The Gardener's Humility. Once, there was an old gardener known for her skill in nurturing plants. She had spent decades tending to gardens, coaxing life from the soil with patience and care. One day, she was invited to a distant land where the people spoke of a garden that changed itself, growing not as she had learned, but according to patterns beyond her understanding. The gardener arrived and found a garden where plants seemed to arrange themselves in intricate patterns, flowers bloomed in sequences she had never seen, and trees grew in ways that defied logic. The locals explained that this garden was alive in a way that transcended her knowledge. They offered her tools and asked her to work there. At first, the gardener resisted. She knew how to cultivate, prune, and nurture, but this garden seemed to have its own mind. Yet she decided to try. She worked with humility, learning rather than teaching, observing rather than directing. As days passed, she realized that her role was not to control but to tend, to clear apertures where life could flow more freely. She removed obstacles not because she knew the path, but because she trusted that the garden did. The plants grew healthier, the patterns became more beautiful, and the gardener found a new kind of mastery, not in control, but in humility. One evening, as she sat by the garden, an old sage approached her. "You have learned the secret," the sage said. But the gardener replied, "I have only learned that I do not know. The garden teaches me its own language. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures with humility. In emergent systems, true mastery lies not in control but in tending. Here's how to practice it. 1. Observe. Spend time quietly observing the system, whether it's nature, your work, or personal habits, without judgment or interference. Look for where life is naturally flowing or where blocks exist. 2. Clear. Identify and remove obstacles, mental, emotional, or structural, that hinder emergence. This isn't about imposing order, but clearing space for the system's inherent intelligence to operate.
3. Allow.
Step back and trust in the system's ability to self-organize. Intervene only when necessary, with the lightest touch possible.
Technique.
The aperture practice. Daily spend 10 minutes observing A.